All right, you're tuned in to KUDO 1080 AM, your progressive voice in Anchorage, and this is the Aaron Selbig Show. Our phone lines are open, folks, at 929-5160 if you'd like to jump into the conversation, if you've got a question or comment for our guests. We are very pleased to be joined this Friday by a couple of guys just in from Juneau, and I mean just in from
Fresh
Juneau.
Off the plane, Aaron.
Their arms are tired. That's your joke.
But I'm bummed. That's old.
I'm sure that voice sounds familiar to all of our long-time listeners. Senator Johnny Ellis. Hey, Johnny, how are you doing? Welcome home.
We're glad to be sharing with Aaron here
Progressive
Talk Radio.
And on Johnny's left, purely coincidental, we're also very pleased to be joined by Representative Harry Crawford. Hey, Representative Crawford, how are you doing? And welcome back to Anchorage.
Whoever thought I'd be the left bookend from Johnny Ellis?
Give him hell, Harry. Give him hell.
Well, first of all, I mean, we have so much to talk about today. I don't know where to start, but how about first of all, it's over. I mean, I know
praise
things,
the Lord.
I know things at the last minute probably didn't go the way you wanted them to. I know they didn't. Yep. And we've also had it's been a week of bad news for the state of Alaska in general. But you're home. No more not so special sessions. Those Democrats and Republicans who are running for races can get to their campaigning. People can get back to their families and their businesses. Are you glad it's over?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Well, I hope that it is. But we're not at all sure. The rumor that I was hearing was that in September or October, they're going to call us back for a special session again.
For gas pipeline? Really? No kidding.
Stranded Gas Act amendments that the governor needs to legalize his non-contract and the contract itself. He wants to get it done.
And you really think he would do that, a third not-so-special session? Oh, I mean, the obvious question there is, what if he loses the primary? Does he really have the political clout as a lame duck governor to pull something like that? And what good would it do him?
He could appeal to statesmanship and say the elections are behind us after the general election, and that we need to, you know, now we're able to set politics aside and really do what's right for the state of Alaska. His contract doesn't come close to that under any stretch of the imagination. He says he's willing to talk, though he's still the my way or the highway kind of bully boy in the way he treats the legislature. So I don't know that the legislature would want to go back and deal with this. Some people speculate that if the Republican nominee is Sarah Palin, that some of these Republicans would like to do something while Murkowski's around because they fear Sarah Palin in certain... They don't control her, right. I guess is the way to say it. And so they're a little uncomfortable with that. But I, like Harry, I fully expect a fourth special session. Third special session on oil and gas issues, a fourth special session for the 24th legislature.
Really? No kidding. Would that be a record?
I don't know. It would put me up personally to my 16th special session. Most of those were about subsistence and the Republicans not wanting to solve that within the Alaska family and turn it over to the feds. But it's mind-boggling, the amount of wasted time and money.
I get mail from people in my district all the time that actually think that there's a gas line in the gas line contract. What the gas line contract does is actually give them 30 years where they don't have to build a gas line if they don't want to. I mean, it takes away our ability to tax, i.e. the reserves tax, or the duty to develop, you know, take back the leases. Takes those tools away from the state and it lets them lock up the resource for 30 years if they want to.
Not really even a contract at all. It's a proposal and not a very good one. We've got a phone call on the line and we've got a lot of questions for you. Of course, we want to get to the shutdown of Prudhoe Bay oil field, the ramifications of that for the state. And I know I've got questions and I'm sure a lot of our listeners do too about the productions tax that was passed last night. But before we do that, 929-5160, our telephone number here, folks, if you'd like to jump in, if you've got a question or comment for our guest, Senator Ellis and Representative Crawford, let's go to line one now where we're joined by Kevin. Hi, Kevin.
Thank you, Aaron. First, Aaron, can you have somebody check around? I hear a rumor that Vince McMahon has... said he wants to sponsor a Republican picnic next year.
The Rumble at the Chalet. Oh, that doesn't rhyme. Never mind.
I'm going to throw a change up here with this you know, you can't take your hair gel thing, all this stuff going on. I want to look at the seaports in Alaska, and still, I know it's supposedly the feds are supposed to be responsible for it, but still we have people being hired that aren't being screened, and we have only 5% of the cargo being screened. If, Senator Ellis, if you guys, the Democrats, manage to gain control, is there any, have you thought about, you know, going to the feds or maybe joining with some of the other state legislatures around the country who are in the same boat Alaska is, where we keep getting told how we're protecting you, but if you look at the actual facts of, like, you know, God knows what people could smuggle into mm-hmm. or to the port of Anchorage.
There was an investigative reporter from the Seattle Times just about 2 or 3 weeks ago that embarked on a journey where he hitchhiked with truck drivers all up and down the West Coast from Seattle down to Long Beach, and was admitted without being ID'd at all into secured, authorized personnel-only areas at seaports all up and down the West Coast. It's a good question, Kevin.
I'll take it off the air. Thank you.
All right, let's put that forward to you guys. And this, you know, another terrorist plot, a potentially disastrous one, was busted in the UK, but and President Bush comes right on the TV afterwards and says we're more secure. Are we more secure? Go ahead.
Well, it was about time for a good scare, I think. Mm-hmm. No, it's ironic, no chapstick on the flight from Juneau, but the ports are wide open. Kevin makes a great point.
Mm-hmm. You know, if I were a terrorist, I'd look for the weak link in the system, and I don't want Alaska to be the weak link. Certainly, we know we've got some openings here, so we need to close those openings. We need to start checking more and more of the cargo. You know, we just need to do a much better job of securing our transportation system.
Has stuff like this, and it's not just this. There's a lot of things that, and we've talked about this before, that have kind of been glossed over or put on the back burner because of the debate on oil and gas taxes and the gas pipeline. In the next legislature, and I know you guys are both going to be back for the next legislature, do you think you might be able to move on past some of the stuff that has it gotten you bogged down, and you think that you'll be able to move past it?
Well, it's definitely important because it is the revenue future of the state, the development of our God-given resources at a fair value, and it really fuels the economy and the public services. So it's very important to get it right, and we just saw it, you know, the Republican herd of elephants take us over the cliff with a net profits tax. So we'll get back to that, I'm sure. But mm-hmm. yeah, I'm really hungry. Democrats are really hungry to put forward a positive agenda on health care, health coverage for every Alaskan. We think we can do that in a very reasonable and affordable way. Building a gas line on Alaska's terms. There's a whole positive legislative agenda that we're hungry to get to after the oil tax regime change is put to bed. But we voted on a bill. The governor's going to sign this bill, I would expect, and the oil industry is going to game it for years to come. And so the work is not done. You know, we'll have to hire forensic accountants and all the legions of lawyers to try and defend our interests. We fought for the oil industry for 15 years over the transportation rates. And that's just one element of them counting off costs against our oil revenue. Now there is a multi-complexity to all the things that they can write off against our oil taxes. Now, we may even be in a position of writing them a check for developing our resources.
Including Point Thompson,
that's,
I understand.
Absolutely. The gas development costs for Point Thompson that Exxon should have done over the last 29 years can be written off up to 42% against our oil revenues. There could be a day when we write them a check, or the day comes when we're again talking about statewide taxes because we didn't get a fair share for our oil resources today.
Senator Johnny Ellis and Representative Harry Crawford are guests today on the Aaron Selbig Show. We're going to take a short break here. If you've got a question or comment about the new production tax or the Prudhoe Bay shutdown or anything else under the sun, or rain as it were today, give us a call down here at 929-5160. I'm Aaron Selbig, and I promise we shall return.
For the second year in a row, Holy Rosary Academy has been named one of the top 50 Catholic schools in the United States. Holy Rosary Primary School test results soar 3.5 grades above the national average on California Achievement Test scores. That's 3.5 grades. So by the time they're ready for college, Holy Rosary students score an average of 200 points higher on their SAT scores. Think about that. Doesn't your child deserve the best education he or she can get? Learn more by calling Holy Rosary Academy, 276-5822.
Hi, Jim Bookie from Wiebe's on O'Malley, where we have some wonderful specialty burgers for that time when you are in the mood to spoil yourself. How about a sautéed fresh mushroom cheeseburger, loaded with fresh sliced tomatoes, lettuce, pickles, onions, and our very special homemade burger sauce? Or a grilled onion cheeseburger with some great onion rings, with one of our great homemade milkshakes to bring you the very best. Our french fries are made from those famous fresh Idaho potatoes each and every day sliced in our store. We also bring you that lean buffalo burger from the plains of South Dakota, a great favorite of many. To give you that great quality of freshness, we do not cook it until you arrive at the restaurant, and not before drying out under a light before you arrive. Come on over to Wiebe's on O'Malley, between the old and the new Seward Highway. We would love to see you.
Herb, my friend and I were at a party recently, and the host served some smoked salmon strips. He told me Alaska sausage smoked it for him. I didn't even know Alaska sausage could do that with my salmon.
Yes, our smoked salmon strips are an excellent product. It's ready to eat right out of the package, and it's great for snacking, camping, and entertaining.
Herb, Alaska sausage made some lemon-peppered smoked salmon for us last year. That was wonderful. Do you have other flavors as well?
Yes, there's lots of options. People like our kippered salmon and our cold smoked salmon lox, and we can add special seasonings like Cajun and lemon pepper. But I also recommend smoking your halibut. It produces a moist product that is just wonderful.
Herb, we don't do much fishing, but I would love to send some outside for our friends. Can you do that for us?
Absolutely. We not only have gift packs of smoked salmon and halibut, we can also mix in any combination of our famous Alaskan sausage with reindeer meat, or maybe bratwurst for our spicy Louisiana hot things.
Alaska Sausage and Seafood is the place, 2914 Arctic Boulevard.
Just tell them Herb sent you.
Well, this happens every once in a while in the fabulous gift shops at Bell's Nurseries on Specking Road and Cranberry Road. It's sort of a, well, it's a buyer's spree, I guess you could say. Our gift shop buyer gets a look at the new things for fall and winter, and we've gotta have them. They're pretty, they're decorative, they're functional, they're in demand. We really don't know the reasons our buyer uses, but when she comes back from one of these buying sprees, let me tell you, Bell's has some wonderful merchandise. New shipments of new stuff every day, so come take a peek. If you're anything like our buyer, you'll find lots of things for your home that you just can't live without. In the kitchen department, all of our kitchen gadgets are 25% off. Many Department 56 collectible items for fall are arriving daily, and dozens, maybe hundreds, of those wonderful, tasteful, unique gift items that Bell's gift shops are famous for. They're here right now at Bell's. Come see. And Saturday and Sunday, it's buy one latte and get one free at Bell's wonderful little coffee bars. Bell's Nurseries and Gifts, Specking Road and Cranberry Road. Great weekend for gift shopping at Bell's.
At the witching hour last night, before everybody turned back into a pumpkin, the state legislature did indeed pass a production tax. It's got a base tax rate of 22.5%, a progressivity rate of 0.25% for every dollar rise in the price of oil above $55 a barrel. On the surface, that doesn't sound too bad, considering the way the debate had been going up to that point, but when you get into the tax credits and deductions that the oil companies will be able to claim, that's when it some of the gloss starts to come off. We'll be talking about that, the Prudhoe Bay shutdown, anything else you want to, with our guests, Senator Johnny Ellis and Representative Harry Crawford, just in from Juneau and in the studio with us here in Anchorage today. Gentlemen, if you don't mind, we got callers on the line. 929-5160 is the number. JR, let's go over to line one, where we're joined by Mike. Hi, Mike.
Hello.
What's on your mind today, sir?
I'm going to speak candidly and bluntly. I've lived here for 35 years. I worked on the pipeline. I'm a what you call a super voter, and I've never been so angry, disappointed, and pissed off about the piece of crap legislation that got passed by this by these people. It just makes me sick about all the loopholes that are in there and how nebulous it is. I'm very angry.
You sound angry, Mike. I don't blame you, and you're not the only one either.
People that are in Juneau, all I could hear is them pissing and moaning about wanting to go home or get out of Juneau. That's their job. They get paid to do that, okay? If they don't want to do it, they can get the hell out, okay?
Mm-hmm.
You know? I can't believe it.
You certainly should be pissed off because it's really obvious that we can't get good legislation through the legislature that we have now and the governor that we have now. We've got to clean house down there and get some progressive-minded people in there if you want to change the way our state's being run. Right now,
you guys like Harris and Stevens, they're in the pockets of oil. It's incredible. How transparent can you be? And people still back these guys.
All you have to know.
Shameful.
All you have to know is the oil companies came in and had their own employees change their vote to a yes vote because the oil company said, well, it's not too bad a tax. And everything that we take in on the right hand will be given back on the left hand.
Now, Representative Crawford, you were there last night, obviously, and just for the record, you and Senator Ellis, you both voted against this version of this production tax.
Yes, absolutely.
You were there during the debates in the final hours last night. What is the deal with Carl Moses flying in from Unalaska at the last minute? The measure had failed by a vote of 20-19. Carl Moses comes in, and how many people, 5 or 6 people, decided to change their votes? What's the story? How did that happen?
Well, you know, once they have the votes, once they have the 21, then they can hold those other people hostage. They can hold them hostage on the PCE or capital projects, any number of things. And it's just the nature of the beast when they start to put our Bush legislators over a barrel.
Mm-hmm. So there's some political wrangling, some dealing going on.
Oh yeah, the governor
in the hallways.
Governor Murkowski and Senator Ben Stevens had the bright idea to tie this oil tax change to the funding of the power cost equalization, which mm-hmm. is a very, very important priority of rural Alaskans and of the whole Democratic caucus, urban and rural, to make sure folks don't freeze in the dark. And we've seen some real tragedies out there with the high price of energy. So that's been a caucus goal. But the governor said to the Bush legislators, Republican and Democrat, you get that if you vote for my oil tax and it passes. And so that's what they leveraged. It's people, you know, having a hard time with their energy for this oil tax bill. And they basically leveraged people. I'm not going to say bribed. It's political bribery, mm-hmm. but nobody got money in their pocket necessarily that we know of. But that was how the rural legislators were leveraged. I hate living in a world where Frank Murkowski, you know, uses public funds to buy the votes to rip off the state with the oil tax.
Whether you call that bribery or incentive or politics as usual, whatever, that's just despicable.
It's political leveraging.
Strong-arming
bully mm-hmm. tactics.
We've got to take a break here on the Aaron Selbig Show. Senator Johnny Ellis and Representative Harry Crawford are guests. Our phone line in the studio, if you'd like to get involved, 929-5160.
Well, this happens every once in a while in the fabulous gift shops at Bell's Nurseries on Specking Road and Cranberry Road. It's sort of it's a buyer spree, I guess you could say. Our gift shop buyer gets a look at the new things for fall and winter, and we've gotta have them. They're pretty, they're decorative, they're functional, they're in demand. We really don't know the reasons our buyer uses, but when she comes back from one of these buying sprees, let me tell you, Bell's has some wonderful merchandise. New shipments of new stuff every day, so come take a peek. If you're anything like our buyer, you'll find lots of things for your home that you just can't live without. In the kitchen department, all of our kitchen gadgets are 25% off. Many Department 56 collectible items for fall are arriving daily, and dozens, maybe hundreds, of those wonderful, tasteful, unique gift items that Bell's gift shops are famous for. They're here right now at Bell's. Come see. And Saturday and Sunday, it's buy one latte and get one free at Bell's wonderful little coffee bars. Bell's Nurseries and Gifts, Specking Road and Cranberry Road. Great weekend for gift shopping at Bell's.
Does your old slow computer have you down? Then come on into Computer Renaissance and trade up during our trade-in trade-up event. At Computer Renaissance, we buy, sell, and even trade new and refurbished computer equipment. We even service systems right here in our store. So let's talk trade and get you into a computer with more RAM, a faster processor, or anything else you might want. The trade-in trade-up event at Computer Renaissance. We're all about computers.
Computer Renaissance in the Kings Row Shopping Center or in Wasilla on the Parks Highway. Fresh silver salmon in the seafood departments this week at both Nusagai and City Market. You want a great price? Get the whole fish, headed and clean, just $2.99 a pound. If you want it cut and wrap, Nusagai and City Market will do that for you, and they'll do it for free. So don't miss out. We might not be able to replace these when they're gone. After all, the fishermen could be running out of worms. Well, maybe. In the live seawater tanks, Nusagai and City Market have stocked up on live Dungeness crab. Boy, they are good. Sweet and juicy and just $4.99 a pound. And they'll even cook them for you in the big crab cookers at Nusagai and City Market. That means you can take them home and eat them right away. I think this has been one of the best years for fruit that Nusagai and City Market have had for a long time. The big softball-sized peaches, giant nectarines, and big apricots, all just $1.99 a pound. A great selection of melons and plums and cherries. Just excellent. Butcher Shop has free-range whole fry or chickens, just $2.29 a pound. If you have a rotisserie on your barbecue, these are absolutely perfect for grilling. New Sagaya Midtown and City Market, 13th and 9.
Uh-oh. 4:56 in the Anchorage Bowl. You're tuned in to KUDO 1080 AM, and this is the Aaron Selbig Show. Our guests in the studio today, Representative Harry Crawford and Senator Johnny Ellis. Fellas, we've only got a couple minutes before we got to go to Air America News at the top of the hour, and we've got callers on the line. Let's do that now. Let's go to line two and Danny. Hi, Danny.
Yeah, hi. This is Danny Constantine. Hey, I just wanted to talk about what's going on in Prudhoe Bay, and like the caller before, I'm angry too.
Angry? Why? I mean, well, why? I mean, I don't blame you. I think everybody in this room agrees with you, but why specifically, Danny?
Well, you know, I'm angry at the oil companies. I'm angry at the government. And when I look at what's going on up there, it seems to me that the oil companies have neglected taking care of those pipelines up there.
One of the things that we know is that when BP took over as the operator, when the BP-ARCO merger happened, what happened was that they laid off all the ARCO corrosion crew, and they didn't replace them with anybody. They knew years ago that these lines were filling up with sludge, that they were becoming corroded, that they were getting away from them, and they chose not to do anything about it. BP's been in a harvest mode for years.
Yeah, there's Danny, are you still there? Did you hear that okay?
Yeah, I did. And I just see, it seems to me now, you know, that we've got this oil, the new tax net profits, we the people of Alaska are going to end up paying for replacing all those pipes when they should have replaced them a long time ago.
That's an excellent question, Danny. We've only got about a minute left. Let me put that to Senator Ellis. Yeah, that's a good question. With this new production tax that we passed here, with these, it sounds to me right off the bat, it's got some holes in it, some room for some creative Enron-style accounting when you talk about the credits for investment. Well, how does the Prudhoe Bay affected by this new tax?
We're almost positive. There was some argument, but we're almost positive that the bill the Republicans passed and that Murkowski will probably sign allows British Petroleum to write off this replacement of pipe, the feeder pipe, that should have been taken care of during routine placement. We also know for a fact that Exxon will be able to write off 42% of the multi-billion dollar development costs of Point Thompson that they haven't developed for 29 years. So we're going to be paying their bills for deferred maintenance or ignored maintenance and the shutdown of the oil pipeline, and we're going to be paying for the development of Point Thompson.
So it's
outrageous.
So British Petroleum cannot run a pig through their lines. They can ignore their corrosion problems. They can go after guys like Chuck Hamill, whistleblowers trying to tell the world about this problem, and then the state of Alaska ends up paying for them to replace their
lines. They're going to send us the bill.
That's insane. This is the Aaron Selbig Show. I'm getting mad myself. Senator Johnny Ellis and Representative Harry Crawford, our guests. Air America America News coming up right now at the top of the hour. We'll catch you on the other side. Hi, I'm Aaron Selvig, and this is KUDO 1080 in Anchorage. Tune us in, keep us on, because without you, there is no KUDO.
Air America Radio News, I'm Bill Crowley. Approval of a ceasefire. The United Nations Security Council has adopted a resolution calling for an end to the fighting between Israel and Hezbollah. It authorizes the deployment of 15,000 United Nations peacekeepers to help Lebanese troops take control of South Lebanon as Israel withdraws. The resolution adopted unanimously may help end the fighting after more than 4 weeks of war in the Middle East. UN Secretary General Kofi Annan said hundreds of millions of people around the world shared his frustration that the Council had taken so long to act. Israeli Prime Minister Ehud Olmert has endorsed the resolution, but Israeli officials say they would not stop the fighting until Israel's cabinet has approved the ceasefire deal in its weekly meeting Sunday. Lebanon's Prime Minister also says that his country backs the resolution. British police have released one of two dozen people arrested for allegedly plotting to blow up airliners bound for the U.S. Scotland Yard has not identified the person released. The latest details from London on the alleged terror plot say the conspirators had a go order. The Guardian newspaper, citing unidentified British government sources, say they intercepted a coded message this week after the arrest of suspects in Pakistan. The message said, quote, "Do your attacks now." One of the British suspects arrested in the plot has ties to Al-Qaeda, according to Pakistan's interior minister. He says the man was picked up last week near Pakistan's border with Afghanistan, and he provided information leading to more arrests in Britain. Meanwhile, U.S. Homeland Security Secretary Michael Chertoff says there is no evidence of American-based terrorists being linked to the alleged terror plot. Chertoff says there's also no evidence of any plotting done in the U.S. He says his department may adjust some of the new travel restrictions. Many common carry-on items like water bottles and toiletries are now forbidden. Passengers at some of the nation's busiest airports, though, seem to be taking the stricter security checks in stride on the second day of extra security after authorities foiled the terror plot. Passengers getting a second security check at airport gates to stop anybody from carrying liquids onto airplanes. Officials want to remove any substance that could be used to make an explosion, taking extra time. At Chicago O'Hare International Airport, travelers reportedly were spending up to an hour in security lines. This is Air America Radio News.
I'm Jeff Kennedy with the KUDO Top 10 List. We all know Governor Murkowski is the second most unpopular governor in the United States, but only recently did I find out his disapproval rate, 55%, is only 6 points behind that of scandal-ridden Ohio Governor Bob Taft. I've been in Alaska long enough to remember when we were either first or last in just about every category. Nowadays, mediocrity has set in, and we're now in the middle of some categories. Since Frank's only 6 points behind Taft, I say, let's return to those thrilling days of yesteryear. We need Frank's cooperation. He's done a fine job so far, and with a few more outrages, he and we can once again brag we're number one. So, here are my top 10 suggestions for reaching the top or bottom, whichever way you want to look at it. Number 10, move the state capital to North Korea. Number 9, open the Tongass and Chugach National Forests to oil drilling. Number 8, exempt people from property taxes if they join the Anchorage Baptist Temple. Number 7, bring photo radar back as a national security measure to rid Anchorage roads of dangerous terrorists. Number 6, protect the permanent fund by turning it over to John Lindauer and Jack Abramoff for safekeeping. Number 5, buy another jet, this one for his dog. Number 4, raise revenue by taxing monster trucks, beards, bolo ties, and gold nugget watches. Number 3, pay ExxonMobil, BP, and ConocoPhillips $75 for each barrel of oil they extract from Alaska. Number 2, pick animal rights activist Priscilla Farrell as his running mate. And number 1, if he loses the primary, appoint another daughter governor. I'm Jeff Kennedy with the KUDO Top 10 List.
Jeff Kennedy is a semi-regular guest commentator here on KUDO 1080 AM in Anchorage. If you have a commentary you'd like to run, drop us a line at kevin@kudo1080.com.
Whoa, that ball is headed for center field. It's going to be a single, a double, a triple. No, it's a grand slam. That's right. Allen & Peterson Cooking and Appliance Center has done it again. With Grand Slam savings going on now, you'll save on major name brand appliances, including dishwashers, refrigerators, ranges, washers, dryers, and barbecues. You'll catch 9 innings of Major League savings and score amazing prizes. While you're in Allen & Peterson, enter to win the Grand Slam prize, a trip for two to the World Series. Plus, everyone is a winner with thousands of instant prizes. Just scratch off to win when you pick up an Allen & Peterson Grand Slam baseball card. Now that really is a Grand Slam. Going on now at Allen & Peterson Cooking and Appliance Center on the corner of Benson & Seward in Anchorage, in the Creekside Plaza in Wasilla, and next to Safeway in Kenai.
And don't miss listening to the Yankee games on weekends, every weekend until we get to the series. It's KUDO 1080 in Anchorage.
Howard Rock hails from an ancient village near Point Hope. He learned that the Atomic Energy Commission wanted to dig a harbor near his home using above-ground explosions and test the results of radioactive fallout on the people. Rock protested and became the voice of his people on a national level. He also created the Tundra Times paper, which became central to the Native Land Claims movement. You are listening to KUTO 1080 in Anchorage, celebrating the diversity of Alaska's people.
Ben Franklin, Ever wonder what was happening the day you were born?
However could one do that?
AmericasLibrary.gov, man. Come on, give me the date.
January 17th.
Let's see. The flushing toilet was patented.
How enlightening.
You can check any date and do all sorts of fun stuff with history.
Don't mind if I do. Here, Janine, just hold this kite string.
Ow! Dude, seriously.
Want to have fun with history? Visit AmericasLibrary.gov. Log on. Play around. Learn something. A public service message brought to you by Library of Congress and the Ad Council.
Good 1080 weather for tonight. Numerous showers in the evening, becoming scattered after midnight. Lows in the upper 40s to low 50s with variable winds to 15 miles an hour. Tomorrow, cloudy with scattered showers. Highs in the upper 50s to low 60s with light winds. Cloudy with a chance of showers in the evening. Partial clearing by midnight. Lows in the upper 40s to mid 50s with southeast winds 10 to 20 miles an hour. Sun comes up tomorrow at 6:02, sets at 10:07. 16 hours and 5 minutes of daylight. We're losing about 5 minutes a day.
And welcome back, folks. 5:07 in the Anchorage Bowl. You're locked into KUDO 1080 AM. It's time for hour two of the nonstop fun-filled roller coaster ride that is the Aaron Selbig Show. Our guests in the studio, Representative Harry Crawford and Senator Johnny Ellis, both of them fresh off the plane. No, 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 not that plane. They flew commercial from Juneau, as always. They're glad to be back home in Anchorage, but they're disappointed in the production tax, our new production tax, which passed the legislature at the witching hour last night. Gentlemen, we've got callers lined up. We got lots of people are curious about the tax. They want to know about the effects of the Prudhoe Bay shutdown. If you don't mind, let's go to the phones to line one, where we're joined by Jerry. Hi, Jerry.
Hello. Well, Harry, I disagree with you on one thing. You say we're going to get it with the right hand and give it away with the left hand. We aren't going to get it with the right hand. We're going to be litigating.
You're right, Jerry.
Good point, Jerry.
22.5% of zero, still 20, mean zero.
Next thing, Harry, when are you going to start your petition? You're the master of the petition. When are you going to put it out there? We'll start a tax on the growth.
It's you know, we've already got the bill, so it's not going to be a...
When are you going to put the petition out? We ought to have it put together so everybody can start carrying it during the general election.
You mean a citizen's initiative on going to the gross tax?
Yes.
You bet.
Well, if we put it out this year, what happens is it goes on the primary ballot of 2008. We would rather have it on the general election ballot of 2008.
But don't you have a whole bunch of time to submit it?
We get 12 months from the day it gets approved to get the signatures and get it back in.
why wouldn't it be a good campaign piece this election?
It would, but then it would end up being on the primary ballot, Jerry, and that's
okay,
a problem.
Okay, why couldn't you run a second one?
Why would we want to do it a second time?
If it would make a good campaign piece, why not use it for a good campaign piece and then turn around and run a second one? And withdraw the first one and get it on the general election where you want it.
Right now, we're working on property tax relief. We want to put a $50,000 exemption on people's personal residences, and there are a couple of other
okay.
things. We want
I see what you're after.
But Jerry, you're absolutely right. The it's a hot issue, and the public's pissed, and the Democrats, you can be sure, are going to make a big issue of it in this election.
I think the Democrats running around with a petition in their hand during the general election would be the best thing that could happen.
Not a bad idea. Thanks,
Jerry.
Thanks a lot, Jerry. What did happen? Representative Crawford, I know you pushed hard for the idea of going to a gross tax where it's much more transparent, where there's less opportunity for the creative bean counters at the oil companies to find holes, to find loopholes in getting around paying the tax. What happened to the idea? For a minute, it looked like it was gaining some steam, and then it just kind of died.
Well, the thing about a tax on the gross is it's real. It's verifiable. And all you have to do is know what was said on the floor last night. Kevin Meyer said he was going to vote for the tax that we passed last night. He said, not that I like this one, but he said the tax on the gross scares me to death. And that's because his company was scared to death of a tax on the gross because it's real. It won't be this phony 22.5% of zero.
And Aaron, you'll remember that when the Democrats started getting some traction with the public on the gross tax, mm-hmm. The fair way to calculate this, Governor Murkowski stepped up to the microphone and said, I will veto,
in very forceful
language. And that was designed to take the wind out of the Democrats' sails, herd up the Republicans there so he could run them over the cliff with his net profit scheme.
Well, I understand that, but I think I said this to you a couple weeks ago when you're on the show. I say it again. Fine. Do it anyway. Keep pushing. Do it anyway. Make him veto it.
Well, the Democrats offered that amendment in the House and Senate. We ran the amendment, and Democrats voted to go to convert the bill, the net profits tax, to a gross profits tax, but the Republicans said no. A Republican governor plus a Republican majority legislature is a disaster, and now we have the proof.
Yeah.
Two different times on the House side, we actually put a floor on the bill. So that there would never be a time when the tax would go to zero. So what happened was that the Republican senators put a floor that was a complete sham. It's not a real alternative minimum tax. It actually just goes to zero. But they called it a floor. And got all these guys like Tom Wagner to think that they were really doing something great by putting something that they called a floor in.
We've got callers on the line. Representative Harry Crawford, our guest, along with Senator Johnny Ellis. If you'd like to jump into this conversation, if you've got a question or comment for your state legislators, give us a call at 929-5160. Let's go to line two now, where we're joined by the illustrious host of Kudo in the Morning, Joe Princiota. Hey, Joe.
Oh, I thought Rich McClear was in the studio.
Guest host.
But
I'm sorry, I misspoke.
Guest host, and you know, there's a. I learned when I was working for Ernest Greening. I went into the office once with permission to make a phone call, and I sat down, and I was told very quickly, "You never sit in the senator's chair. It's a tradition." And anyway, gentlemen, you've been put in a terrible spot. I know you've done your best, and a lot of the callers think that you have some kind of miracle power in the face of being so outnumbered by such a bunch of bought and paid for. I won't ask you to concur that they're bought and paid for. It's my opinion. But certainly they outnumber you. What could you have done otherwise?
Joe, people are laboring under the misassumption that logic and reason is going to win the day.
Oh, I wish they could watch the transmissions that I've been watching, because I want to seem to know what's going on in the morning on the radio, so I've been watching, but actually long before that. And it's so frustrating to me. It is so disturbing, but it seems that there's just nothing to do except the initiative process in this state, and even that this administration has made difficult. But we can accomplish it, I believe. I understand your timing. I just applaud your efforts, and I'm ready to help in any way I can. I hope that you caught something about Diebold that I sent over, and we want to watch the election from both angles.
And vote for campaign finance reform.
Oh, yeah.
That's the thing that I'm glad you brought it up. That's the thing that really hasn't been mentioned in this show today, as far as I know, and that's really important.
Thanks, Joe. I appreciate it. We did get that. I do have some new information, actually a collection of old information on Diebold and voting in America. As for ballot measure one, we have two talked about it, Joe. We had Steve Clear in here just a couple of days ago before his face-off with Randy Rudrick on the issue. Yes, definitely, campaign finance reform, reducing the amount of money that an individual can contribute to a campaign, not a bad idea. We've absolutely got to go to break now. It's quarter past the hour in the Anchorage Bowl. This is the Aaron Selbig Show. We shall return.
Fresh silver salmon in the seafood departments this week at both Nusagai and City Market. You want a great price? Get the whole fish, headed and clean, just $2.99 a pound. If you want to cut and wrap, Nusagai and City Market will do that for you, and they'll do it for free. So don't miss out. We might not be able to replace these when they're gone. After all, the fishermen could be running out of worms. Well, maybe. In the live seawater tanks, Nusagai and City Market have stocked up on live Dungeness crab. Boy, they are good. Sweet and juicy and just $4.99 a pound. And they'll even cook them for you in the big crab cookers at Nusagai and City Market. That means you can take them home and eat them right away. I think this has been one of the best years for fruit that Nusagai and City Market have had for a long time. The big softball-sized peaches, giant nectarines, and big apricots, all just $1.99 a pound. A great selection of melons and plums and cherries. Just excellent. Butcher Shop has free-range whole fryer chickens, just $2.29 a pound. If you have a rotisserie on your barbecue, these are absolutely perfect for grilling. New Sagaya at Midtown and City Market, 13th and 9.
Herb, if I bring my fish to Alaska Sausage for smoking, will it all be the same, or are there different ways that you can smoke it?
There are lots of options for you. Most people are familiar with the kippered salmon and the cold smoked lux. But we also make smoked salmon strips and other special seasonings like Cajun and lemon pepper. And halibut smokes up just wonderfully, too.
I'd like to send some smoked salmon to my relatives in the lower 48. Is this something you can help me do?
Of course we can. We can prepare your fish and ship it directly to your friends and relatives. And when they come to visit you, we'll prepare their fish and ship it home, too.
I probably won't catch many fish this year. Can I still ship some outside to my family?
Absolutely. We have wonderful gift packs of smoked salmon and halibut, or even a combination of smoked fish and our famous sausage links with reindeer meat. It's easy to send and very much appreciated.
Alaska Sausage and Seafood is the place, 2914 Arctic Boulevard, 562-3636.
And tell them Herb sent you.
For the second year in a row, Holy Rosary Academy has been named one of the top 50 Catholic schools in the United States. Holy Rosary Primary School test results score 3.5 grades above the national average on California achievement test scores. That's 3.5 grades. So by the time they're ready for college, Holy Rosary students score an average of 200 points higher on their SAT scores. Think about that. Doesn't your child deserve the best education he or she can get? Learn more by calling Holy Rosary Academy, 276-5822.
Does your old slow computer have you down? Then come on into Computer Renaissance and trade up during our trade-in, trade-up event. At Computer Renaissance, we buy, sell, and even trade new and refurbished computer equipment. We even service systems right here in our store. So let's talk trade and get you into a computer with more RAM, a faster processor, or anything else you might want. The trade-in, trade-up event at Computer Renaissance. We're all about computers.
Computer Renaissance in the Kings Row Shopping Center or in Wasilla on the Parks Highway.
Boy, Boy, time flies when you're having fun. It's hard to believe it's already 519 in the Anchorage Bowl. We are having a conversation today about oil and gas taxes, about the Prudhoe Bay shutdown, and about everything else under the sun with our two legislators joining us today, Senator Johnny Ellis and Representative Harry Crawford. If you'd like to join in, give us a call, folks, at 929-5160. JR, let's go to the phones and to line three, where we're joined by Will, who's been waiting patiently. Hi, Will.
Good afternoon, gentlemen. Well, what I'd like to do is this. Now, first of all, I want you to understand that I may reprimand you, but it's in a spirit of camaraderie, okay?
Okay.
So if I do that, I understand you're probably tired, but please don't be defensive, okay? The dialogue is very, very important, and an honorable conversation, I think, is crucial. Here's the way I see this, okay? I am saddened. I am terribly disappointed, and I have never seen the likes of which we seem to be lacking proper representation in our society today. It seems to me that what you folks did was you let them isolate you in some remote area and then mitigate you by being in Juneau. Now, in my opinion, what you should do, instead of letting that happen, you should come to Anchorage. This is where the battle's at, gentlemen. It isn't anywhere else. It's right here in the big vote block. You need to come to Anchorage. Need to call for a meeting. You need to designate the Gasport Authority as the overriding, overseeing body. And you need to convene a hearing in the meeting. You need to put cameras with split-screen capability on this. And you need to ask people to come forward and swear them in their testimony so that we can begin to build accountability and understanding where we're going as a state. Now, I clearly, in my mind, I see what happened. Every time I have looked down there, I've watched you folks be mitigated or massaged or simply dismissed. I just dismantled and assembled. I don't understand this other than the fact that you let them isolate you. So please come to Anchorage, call, get some, don't get the LUSAC. There's something wrong with that LUSAC meeting hall of the city, but get yourself a good meeting hall, some good cameras.
Maybe the Petroleum Club.
Pardon?
I mean, I said maybe the Petroleum Club.
Well,
it's a joke.
It has to be good size because I want you to invite testimony from those people in Alaska who want to participate in the pipeline. I want to hear multiple levels. The only good testimony I saw down there, and I was limited, was that Bulgarian with the AGBA, and he did a magnificent job, and the two gentlemen, Mr. Walker and Mr. Whitaker. See, the older gentlemen, they are obligated to let the younger ones run, and they did a good job by letting him, turning him loose. Now, that was representative of Alaska. The clarity of the deposition, the content of the description, it made me proud to sit there and to learn about this. Why would I listen to Murkowski's negotiating team and have that man insult me and take my dignity by telling me, well, you're too stupid to negotiate the public's business in front of 700,000? That man, sir, does not represent my interest. For you to allow this man to assault me and to take from me my dignity and my self-esteem by having behind-the-door closed negotiations and then to allow them to intimidate you, I am taken aback by this, quite frankly. So let me wrap this up. You're being very kind to me to let me just diatribe you like this, but if you'll come to Anchorage, bring the battle on, put this on camera, swear them in some type of a community hearings, and then we can take that testimony, put it on DVD, and we can watch Mr. Seekins weak at Mr. Stevens, which is just shameful, and we can watch them deny testimony. But if you continue to let yourselves be hidden out and cornered and surrounded down there, it is, in essence, your fault. You are the reason that we are suffering the consequences of this legacy that's unprecedented. In the history of this state, this pipeline is so magnificent. It's bundling of the fiber optics and the potential that you could do here.
Well, let's put this question to these gentlemen. We're running out of time here.
I'll hold on just briefly, just in case.
Okay? All right. Thanks, Will. Appreciate it. Harry Crawford?
We would love to be in control of the gavel. We would love to have TVs. We would love to have, the ability to call witnesses and all. But first of all, we'd like for the Republicans to show up if we call a meeting. You know, they don't countenance our meetings. And sometimes we don't get the TV coverage or the radio coverage. We try to use any means that we can to get our message out. We love Kudo because they afford us the ability to get our word out to people. But as far as being able to chair those meetings, You know, we don't get that. We're the minority.
Aaron, it all starts with the voters. The voters decided 4 years ago that Frank Murkowski would win in a landslide over our Democratic candidate, Fran Ulmer. And it was the voters who decided they would just look at the Republican beside candidates' names and elect them to a majority, a supermajority in the legislature. If people are fed up with that, they have the power to make a change. And then Harry Crawford would have the gavel. He would convene those kinds of hearings. We would swear people in. You know, Ted Stevens went crazy when Maria Cantwell suggested swearing in the oil executives before Congress over gas price, potential price fixing and collusion. And just the other day, Representative Max Grunberg, Hollis French, and Les Guerra called on the governor to hold hearings on the British Patrol for there to be state hearings on what went wrong on the slope, and said that Democrats think that those executives should be sworn in,
right?
Because we don't believe we can take them for the word. There was a whole lot of, you know, it was Ronald Reagan who said trust but verify, and he was talking about the Soviets. We're talking about British Petroleum over the last 40 years, not taking care of those feeder lines. And I said to the governors, there's been a lot of trusting, but no verifying. They self-report. We have no inspectors that routinely make sure they're telling the truth. It's time for some truth-telling because the stakes are too high. So I agree with the idea to have meetings and get folks there, but it starts with the voters to decide who holds the gavel, Harry Crawford or Senator Ralph Seekins. That's the choice.
Perhaps because of all of this mess, perhaps because of the legacy of Frank Murkowski, maybe that pendulum's starting to change. We'll see couple of months. 525 in the Anchorage Bowl. We'll be right back with a little bit more from our guests, Senator Johnny Ellis and Representative Harry Crawford. I'm Aaron Selbig. We shall return.
Well, this happens every once in a while in the fabulous gift shops at Bell's Nurseries on Specking Road and Cranberry Road. It's sort of it's a buyer's spree, I guess you could say. Our gift shop buyer gets a look at the new things for fall and winter, and we've gotta have them. They're pretty, they're decorative, they're functional, they're in demand. We really don't know the reasons our buyer uses, but when she comes back from one of these buying sprees, let me tell you, Bell's has some wonderful merchandise. New shipments of new stuff every day, so come take a peek. If you're anything like our buyer, you'll find lots of things for your home that you just can't live without. In the kitchen department, all of our kitchen gadgets are 25% off. Many Department 56 collectible items for fall are arriving daily, and dozens, maybe hundreds, of those wonderful, tasteful, unique gift items that Bell's gift shops are famous for. They're here right now at Bell's. Come see. And Saturday and Sunday, it's buy one latte and get one free at Bell's wonderful little coffee bars. Bell's Nurseries and Gifts, Specking Road and Cranberry Road. Great weekend for gift shopping at Bell's.
All right, welcome back, folks. We've just got a couple of minutes before you guys got to get out of here. I know you're anxious to you're back home. You're back from Juneau, anxious to get back to your lives back in Anchorage.
That'd be nice.
I want to ask you though about the Prudhoe Bay shutdown. And we've been talking about that obviously more than anything else on this show this week since it was announced on Sunday. I know my initial gut reaction, and I've talked about it on the show, I've written about it. My initial gut reaction is that the timing of all of this was very suspicious. That I concluded, and I don't have any evidence to back this up other than a feeling that British Petroleum timed this to put pressure on you guys regarding an oil production tax and a gas pipeline deal. Greg Pallas wrote an editorial for The Guardian the next day where he made some similar conclusions but went a little farther, saying that he thought that British Petroleum had crunched the numbers and that they might actually stand to make money given their worldwide oil production from the shutdown of Prudhoe Bay. Any truth to any of these allegations?
They can afford to pay for some of the best minds to work for BP anywhere in the world. And to think that they weren't looking forward to this opportunity in having the bill written in such a way as to get the state to pick up the tab for routine maintenance on the slope, we're just missing the boat if we don't realize that was part of the plan.
Senator Ellis?
Aaron, there are a lot of good folks who work for BP here in Alaska, And I know a lot of those folks, they really want to do the right thing, but the decision makers at the higher level where they're real street fighters and they play this game all over the world to maximize benefit and profit for their shareholders, that's really the rub in Juneau, is they're standing up for their shareholders. Alaskan legislators of a certain Republican persuasion aren't standing up for their shareholders. So some good people working for BP, but the decision makers, I think, were in the know on this problem. On the slope.
If you want to know more, folks, of what's going on in Juneau, more about our new production tax, visit on the web, www.akdemocrats.org. Senator Ellis, Representative Crawford, a pleasure and an honor to have you in here today. Thanks again.
Thank you.
I'm Aaron Sell, Big Bottom of the Hour, coming up right now. When we come back, Oliver Stone's new 9/11 movie and some interesting Diebold facts on voting in the USA.